Chuck Reese is the editor of the Bitter Southerner online magazine. He has an opinion on most everything, including the prescription for the perfect tomato sandwich.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning.
Instructions for making a tomato sandwich the right way should always begin with this couplet from the late great songwriter Guy Clark. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one.
Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer, all winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging, every time I go out and pick me a bit.
Perfect tomato sandwiches require ripe, juicy tomatoes, preferably fresh off the vine or from your local farmer's market. If you don't have a tomato like that, then don't make a tomato sandwich. Few things are worse than a tomato sandwich with a mealy supermarket tomato. If you have a fine fresh tomato, and you should because it's summertime, you need only four other ingredients. Number one, white bread. By that, I do not mean dense homemade white bread. I mean store-bought white sandwich bread. Sunbeam is my go-to loaf. Number two, salt. Number three, black pepper. Freshly ground is best. And finally, number four, you need mayonnaise. The question of which mayo to use will always start an argument among tomato sandwich lovers. The battle is always between the two great southern mayonnaises, Duke's versus Blue Plate. Duke's origins were in Greenville, South Carolina. Blue Plate was born in Gretna, Louisiana. Hellman's, which originated in New York City, should not even be under consideration. Slice the tomato thickly, spread lots of mayo on the white bread, cover one side with tomato slices, then salt and pepper it to taste. The ideal tomato sandwich with a juicy ripe tomato and the requisite amount of mayonnaise will, when bitten into, send a stream of tomato juice and mayo down your arms. You can't wear long sleeves. It's also why you stand over the sink, so it can run down your arms and drip from your elbows safely into the drain. When you're finished eating, you can grab the soap, wash your arms and hands, then go on about your day, happy in the knowledge that you have made and eaten a tomato sandwich just as your grandmama intended.
That's editor-in-chief for the Bitter Southerner, Chuck Reese. And just ahead, heroism sparks a chain reaction. Our break room gang discusses a daring rescue on the Florida coast. This is On Second Thought.
Attack of the killer tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch.